Welcome and thank you for connecting with Open Door Church. Today is Father's Day. As we honor Dad today, it should also be a day for fathers to reflect on the blessings and responsibilities of fatherhood. So fathers, as you celebrate with your family, thank God for each one of your children. They are His gift to you. Now, with your Father's Day message, here's Pastor Luke.
As I think about Father's Day, I think of the kind of dad that I want to be. But what do I want to offer my children? I think of financial provision, education, opportunities to pursue their dreams. And those are all good things. Wouldn't you agree? Those are good things that we want to provide as fathers, as parents, for our children, and with God's help. But then I came across a Bible verse that talked about integrity. And that word just jumped out at me, just right off the page, and I just thought, what about integrity? What about integrity? This Father's Day, we're going to talk about the value of integrity. Some have defined integrity as doing what's right when no one is looking. Have you heard that? Doing what's right when no one is looking. Integrity is a character quality. So it's not as much what you do, but it's how you do it, right? It's a character quality. It's being honest and honorable in everything we say and everything we do. And I have just picked out 4 verses from the book of Proverbs that I think highlight the value of integrity. So let's pray, and then we'll look into God's word together. Heavenly Father, thank you for this Father's Day. Lord, we do honor our fathers, Lord, and we also look to you as our Heavenly Father and how you love us with a perfect love. And Lord, integrity, truthfulness, honesty, it's who you are at your very core. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Lord, so as we see in your word today the value of integrity, help us to grab a hold of what this truly means so that we can live it out in our lives. And we'll give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. The first verse is Proverbs 2, verse 7. Integrity brings protection. It says in Proverbs 2, 7, he stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk in integrity. He's a shield to those who walk in integrity. We live in a world where it seems that justice doesn't always prevail. Am I right? I know that each one of us, at a time or two or a dozen or two, times in our lives where we feel like justice doesn't always prevail. It seems like those who lie, cheat, and steal actually benefit from their actions, and they seem to get away with it. Am I wrong? I think I'm right. I have felt that way, you have felt that way. But God says, listen, if you live with integrity, honesty, and honor, if you live with integrity, I will be a shield for you. I will be a shield for you. So if we could get that picture in our minds, whatever injustice we may be facing, whatever our neighbor or coworker or friend or whoever else might be cheating their way to the top, and it becomes hard sometimes to say, you know what, I'm going to do what's right, even though it seems like it's going to benefit me less, or I feel like I'm being attacked for my integrity, for speaking the truth. God says, listen, if you will walk with integrity, I will be your shield. I've got your back. I will protect you. Integrity brings God's protection. The second verse is Proverbs chapter 10, verse 9. Integrity brings peace. It says, whoever walks in integrity walks securely, But he who makes his ways crooked will be found out. Here's my paraphrase. When you do what's right, you can live in peace. But if you're a crook, you're always scared of being caught. Right? So integrity brings peace. I used to drive with a lead foot. And I say used to, I could say present tense, I'm a recovering fast driver, okay? I grew up in Iowa, and all teenagers, I think most teenagers have that desire to wanna go fast. I moved to Chicago, everybody wants to go fast. It's normally, when the light turns green, it's a race to see who can get to the next red light the fastest. It makes no sense at all. And they're honking and road rage and crazy stuff. But I was always in a hurry and always driving fast. It was just part of what I did. And I used to try to set records going from one destination to another, right? It's like, I'm not even gonna stop and use the restroom. I'm gonna go, right? And we're gonna make it in record time. Why? It's pointless. But here's one other detriment that it had in my life. I always drove nervous. I wasn't at peace. Guess why? Who was I looking out for? Yeah, 5-0, you know it. I heard a siren, I'm like, oh, is it me? Did they catch me? Right, see, last week I told you about some good things in my life and now I'm talking about how bad I was, right? And I still am, I'm still bad. But I used to drive fast and always had to look over my shoulder. Always had to look in my rearview mirror. I was not a peaceful driver. And so now, I drive the speed limit. Or really, really close to it anyway, okay? Confession, full confession. And I know we all say, oh, well, even the police officers give you 5 miles an hour. All right, come on now. Ask them what the law says. But here's the point. If you set the cruise at the speed limit, you can drive peacefully, can't you? You don't have to worry about looking over your shoulder. And that's the way that it is with integrity. I had to learn to drive with integrity so that I could drive in peace. Well, how many times that we make decisions in our life that are not based on the truth or the whole truth? And then we have to constantly be looking over our shoulder, wondering if we're going to be found out. Integrity brings peace. The third verse that highlights the value of integrity is Proverbs chapter 20, verse 7. Integrity brings blessing. And this is the verse that I came across a while back where this integrity jumped out at me. As I was thinking about Father's Day, here's what it says, Proverbs chapter 20, verse 7. It says, the righteous, or some versions say the righteous man, but it literally means the righteous person. But as a father on Father's Day, man kind of jumps out at me too, but some versions don't have that because it's kind of implied, the righteous person. The righteous who walks in his integrity, there's going to be a result. Here it is. Blessed are his children after him. Living with integrity doesn't just bring God's protection and God's peace into our lives, but also the lives of our children and all those around us. And I'm not big into boating. I like riding in boats, and I've done enough water skiing to be able to get up on skis and then get down off the skis rather quickly. I've tried to slalom, and I was able to do it, drop one and do it for a little bit and then crash. But as I read this verse, for whatever reason, leaving different wakes behind us. It that came to my mind. We all know the principle of the wake of a boat, right? The boat comes past and it leaves a wake behind it. And I thought, my life, how I live, if I live with dishonesty, if I live by making shady decisions or just even the smallest of compromises, the wake that I'm going to leave behind me is going to be distrust, unpredictability, disappointment. But if I sail through the waters of life with integrity, I'm going to leave a wake of blessing. And I just thought about that. I think we use that term kind of like, you know, they plowed through and left a wake of destruction, right? And we think of the detriment to what the wake of a boat can cause. I've been water skiing doing fine until another boat came by and its wake made me crash. And so we think of it negatively. But then I thought, well, what if I live my life with integrity, with honesty, with honor? I'm going to wash blessings behind me all over everyone around me. And my children are going to be blessed after me. So integrity brings protection, it brings peace, but it also brings blessing into our lives, our children's lives, and all those who come behind us. The last verse is Proverbs chapter 28, verse 6. Proverbs 28, verse 6. It says, "Better is a poor man who walks in his integrity than a rich man who is crooked in his ways." I want to read that again. Better is a poor man who walks in his integrity than a rich man who is crooked in his ways. Integrity is invaluable. In other words, you cannot put a price tag on doing the right thing. And let's be honest with ourselves. Let's be honest with ourselves right now in this moment. Maybe it's been as recent as this week or the last couple days. But I would say each of us can go not too far back in our memory. And we can think of a time where we were faced with a decision. And we tried to justify it in our minds, and we got that Holy Spirit gut-wrenching, twisting in our soul, where God was saying, "Don't do it. Don't go down that path." And here's why I ask us to be honest with ourselves, because I think we can tend to think of ourselves as just saying, "Hey, I'm truthful. I live with integrity. I don't lie." But if we get right down to it and we start talking about what some of us call little lies or white lies or even things like, "Well, it wasn't really lying. I just don't think that they had the right to know the truth." And I'm not saying that there aren't scenarios where we have to use discernment. That's not what I'm saying. I mean, somebody walks into church and you think their outfit looks hideous. That's probably not a good time to be truthful. "Pastor Luke says I have to live with integrity. You look terrible." All right? No. Okay, that's not what I'm talking about. We're not. That's just being rude. All right? The Bible says be kind. Okay, find a way to compliment them. Okay? Now you're all self-conscious. Now you all have a complex. "Luke thought I looked good, but he was lying," right? But here's what I'm saying is, you know, and I know when we've made those compromises. Am I right? If you know the Lord, you have the Holy Spirit in you. The Holy Spirit doesn't lie. The Holy Spirit never leads us to lie. And so when we, in our own sin nature, are tempted to compromise, are tempted to withhold truth, when we know we should give it, we feel it. We feel it. And we think, if I just squirm my way past it, if I just push on by, then that feeling will probably go away. And I'll just say, that's a scary, scary thing. That's called resisting the Holy Spirit. And God forbid that any one of us as Christians should become numb to the Holy Spirit. That's a dangerous place to be, isn't it? So we need to listen to that gut-wrenching feeling that says, you know what? Even if I'm going to take a financial loss, even if someone is going to make fun of me, even if there are seemingly detrimental effects in my life, I have to believe that integrity is invaluable. In other words, anything that I measure up to being truthful, and living with integrity. Anything that I would measure against integrity is going to fall short. What is it that I would rather have than a character built on integrity? And I think we would all answer nothing. Nothing is more important than my character. Integrity. Integrity matters, doesn't it? Integrity matters. Integrity brings protection, it brings peace, and it brings blessing. Integrity is invaluable. So how are we going to practice that this week? I think it's pretty simple. This week, I think we could start by thanking someone for their integrity. Think of someone in your life. Think of someone in your life that you believe lives with integrity. Maybe it is your father. And on Father's Day, what a good time to say, Dad, thank you for being a man of integrity. Maybe it's someone else in your life. Thank them for living with integrity. And then bring it into your own mind and your own heart and ask yourself, do I live with integrity? Would other people say that about me? Do I live with integrity? And I say, let's go do it. Let's go live with integrity. Be honest and let that character shine through our lives, and God will use that. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for your word. Thank you for the reminder of the value of integrity. Lord, help us to be people of integrity, to know that it doesn't just come automatically because we're Christians, because we have the ability to say no. We have the ability to say no to the Holy Spirit as he leads us. Lord, help us to say yes and to live with truth and honor in our lives. Lord, integrity is invaluable. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
We hope that you were blessed and inspired by today's message. If you would like to hear more messages like this, we invite you to Open Door Church, 4838 Meadowlark Lane in Columbia.